Oh, the spider.
All right, I'll go.
We did have this in the
A very hungry caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, one slice of watermelon.
That night,
sausage. That night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself, and he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. You like that story? What's this? What's next, baby bear? Can I go to the moon? Asked baby bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on a drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Whoosh! Out into the night. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. On and on they flew, up and up above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained and rained through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? Bedtime. Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who had a beautiful red cloak with a hood. The little girl wore it every day, and that is why she was called Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother said, "Your grandmother is not feeling well. I want you to take these honey cakes to her. Now remember, do not speak with anyone and do not leave the path." "I will remember," said Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood set out for grandmother's house. Soon a wolf came along and spoke to her. "Where are you off to so early?" the wolf asked. And Little Red Riding Hood forgot what her mother had told her and answered, "I'm taking these honey cakes to my grandmother. She is not feeling well." "I'm sorry to hear that," said the wolf, but the wolf was not really sorry at all. "Where does your grandmother live?" asked the wolf. "Grandmother lives in the cottage past the windmill," said Little Red Riding Hood. "I see," said the wolf. Why don't you pick a bouquet for your grandmother? He suggested, pointing to some wild flowers. I'm not supposed to leave the path, answered the Red Riding Hood, but I am sure grandmother would like such pretty flowers. So little Red Riding Hood left the path to pick some. The wolf hurried along to grandmother's cottage. Who is there? Asked grandmother, hearing a voice by the gate. It is little Red Riding Hood, said the wolf in a tiny voice. Lift the latch and come in, grandmother said. The wolf went in and ate up grandmother. 1, 2, 3. Then he put on grandmother's nightgown and nightcap and climbed into
Mommy, the bed. Mommy, that light's
not 1, 2, 3. When Little Red Riding Hood reached grandmother's cottage, she was surprised to find the gate open, and when she walked in, she knew something was not right. Grandmother, what big ears you have, said Little Red Riding Hood. The better to hear you with, my dear. And what big eyes you have, said Little Red Riding Hood. The better to see you with, my dear. Oh, and grandmother, what big teeth you have, said Little Red Riding Hood. The better to eat you with, my dear. Then the wolf jumped out of bed and ate up Little Red Riding Hood. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Ate him up. All at once, the wolf grew sleepy and climbed back in the bed for a nap. He was snoring loudly when a hunter passed the cottage and heard him. The hunter went inside and saw the wolf. I've got you at last, you wicked wolf, the hunter said, and he killed the wolf. 1, 2, 3. The hunter saw that the wolf looked very fat, so he carefully cut the wolf open. Snip, snip, out popped Little Red Riding Hood. Snip, snip, out popped grandmother. They hugged each other tightly. After dragging the wolf outside, the hunter sat down with grandmother and Little Red Riding Hood, and the three of them feasted on honey cakes. Soon grandmother was feeling better. We won't ever have to worry about the wicked wolf again, she said. Little Red Riding Hood set out for home. As she hurried along, she said over and over, I won't ever leave the path again when my mother tells me not to, I promise. She never did, and she lived happily ever after.
Done.
The end. Okay. They're done.
Oh, okay.